You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. We are live here at the Log House Restaurant here on New Hartford Road in Barkhamsted, part of our Darting Across Connecticut. And, you know, when I saw that we were talking with the school principal, I was like, okay, well, I have all these questions. And I was like, you know, one of my first questions is, like, how long have you been doing this? And Danielle Radke, who joins us now, turns out you haven't been doing it for very long.
No, not at all.
Today's your first day of school.
Well,
I know you started the job in July, yep. But like the kids are coming in.
The kids are coming in on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the faculty are coming in
Monday.
Okay.
So staff starts on Monday, and we've been working behind the scenes all summer to get it ready.
Well, thank you for taking some time with us. And you're joined by Erica Saharko, who's the enrollment coordinator, or the curriculum coordinator.
Yep, curriculum coordinator.
I didn't know they had those in elementary school. That's awesome. We didn't have those.
Well, when you're a very small one school district, you need somebody to work with the teachers and do all that work, making sure that we have all the tools, materials, and learning plans in place for the kids.
Now, it's the only actual school that's in the town line of Barkhamsted, right?
That's correct, yes.
And you were teaching there for a number of years before this?
Yes, I was a teacher in a couple different roles. I was second grade, fourth grade, special ed, and most recently the math coach. And
wow.
Then I stepped into this role, so I've been there for 11 years.
I'm just curious, with a town like this, because there must be these fluctuations, because it's a small town. So you could have like 25 kids in a class, and then how do you manage that?
Barkhamsted values very small class sizes. It's something that sets us apart from anyone else. And so we have two classes per grade level, and the community really supports small class sizes. Most of our classes are between, I'd say, like 15 and 18 students.
Mm-hmm.
And each grade level has two classrooms. So,
are there big fluctuations between grades? Like, could you have, so you say 18, so you could have 40 kids in 1 year. Mm-hmm. Would you go down to like 20 or 5? And then, is that a staffing challenge because you don't want to pink slip and then hire somebody back the next year type thing?
Exactly. So right now our incoming kindergarten class has 24 students, so that's 12 students in each class.
That's good education for those kids.
Exactly.
How long have you been doing what you're doing with the curriculum?
So I'm going into my 9th year here in Barkhamsted, but I've been in the region for 12 years in a curriculum support role.
So what's changed? Like, what is it? I mean, obviously, with the evolution of all the technological aspects of it, but like in terms of like how we teach and what we teach, like what has changed?
I would say in recent years, there is the legislative mandate around the science of reading. So that has been a big shift for everybody in the state, not just in Barkhamsted.
For people, what does that mean, science of, what is it?
So the science of reading is really that we're teaching structured literacy and that we are making sure that we're teaching all of the five components of literacy. And we're required now in the state to select from certain programs or compendium of programs, which meant a curricular shift for all of our teachers.
So I don't want you to get in trouble,
yeah.
But is that make it more difficult or easier? Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's very, very structured, but at the same time, creativity, and you got to be nimble as well.
Oh, I think that we always allow for creativity, but you know, at the same time, we are following certain guidelines, certain programs, or certain compendiums of programs.
You know, I'm curious, Danielle, our students, when you're getting them, are they in a better position or worse position than when you started doing this in terms of, like, where they are academically, intellectually, all that stuff?
It's just a different world now. I mean, they have access to a lot more technology. AI has changed things a little bit, too. So it just looks different, right? Like, they have...
But are fewer kids able to read, like, well when they get there? You know what I mean? Is there a technological, like, are they really... takes them a while to get used to not having stuff in their hands during the day. I'm just curious about the nuances.
It depends on each class when they come in. We saw a dip after COVID for sure academically, but now we see a more typical class coming in. So kids are still attending preschool and doing their extra curricular activities.
We're talking with Danielle Radke, who's the principal at, what's the name of the school?
Bark Hampstead School.
Creative. K through six, and then they go to a regionalized middle school and high school. And Erica Saharko, did I say that right? Curriculum coordinator in the school. Why did you choose this level? Because for me, I said this off, I started in education. I was a crappy teacher, so I wanted to do something else. My wife's a career educator. I think elementary school is the most important level because the kids, they're still really impressionable. Not that they're not in middle school and high school, but I think they really have the most growth in this phase. Like, why did you choose it?
I always knew I wanted to be a teacher because I was inspired by my own teachers. I remember my teacher, third grade teacher in Terryville, she had a whole treehouse set up, and I loved to go up there and read. And I was just inspired to make other kids feel that way. And so that's why I started off in the classroom. And then when I taught special education, I began really advocating for students at a different level. And that's what inspired me to become a principal.
One of my pet peeves, you know, when my kids went to both public and private. So I went to public for all the way through sophomore year in high school. So I feel like I can speak to sort of both sides. At my kids' elementary school in the Boston area, the principal was a male, and there was one science teacher was a male, and the science teacher retired, and there was no male faculty. Is that a challenge here too, or do you have good balance? Because I think boys need good role models.
Yeah, we actually have a great balance. Both of our fifth and sixth grade teachers they're all males, and so it gives them.
We have a male kindergarten teacher
and a male
too.
Kindergarten teacher.
How did you do that? Was that just sort of fate, or is that calculated, or
it just happened? So we have a nice balance for our kids.
You're still relatively young, and but is there a mentorship type thing, or like, are you still like in a growth phase? I mean, it's hard, I think, as an executive, which you really are, to be able to show mastery, but also understand that you're learning. Like, how is that balanced too with someone who's been doing it for, you know, a long time as well?
Being in the coaching role has really allowed me to grow as a leader. And so I was in that role as a math coach for 3 years, which set me up well to become an administrator. And the prior principal who just retired, Kristen Flocky, mentored me for a number of years. And so I feel absolutely ready to step into this role.
Well, good luck. I'm so happy to meet you guys and to know that such great people are educating our children. Erica Saharko, who's the curriculum coordinator, and Danielle Radke, her first year as principal at the Bark Hampstead School. I hope things go great.
It's going to be a great year. We look forward to having staff and students back in the building next week, for
awesome.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.